This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah. This is Damian Lemon. And since you didn't just hear the voice of your choice, then you know I'm in the building without young Ali Muhammad. Shout out to that man. He is on the west side of things getting to the money. But fortunately enough, we got a good guest, one of our better guests, somebody that you know and love, from the a friend of the show. Give it up for Mr. Chris Lambert. Give it up.
Thanks for having me, man. Mm-hmm. Always a pleasure.
There you go. Did you hear the applause? There was none, but I summoned for some. We'll figure that out one day.
There's probably people clapping.
You know what I mean? There's a couple people, but yeah.
They're probably like, I remember that guy.
Oh, yeah. I like his points. Good points. What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I can't complain too much, man. Just you called me off the bench. I was at the gym trying to get healthy, and I came across the George Washington Bridge. Do you know, I feel like if you live in the tri-state area and you don't have Easy Pass, you might be a piece of shit. Is that true? Am I being a hot button pusher here? Am I starting off something?
I don't know if the Easy Pass debate is a hot button debate.
Hot button debate? Like, I mean, just
why do you say that? You feel like they just slowing shit down?
Yeah.
They relegated to a whole nother lane. If you don't have Easy Pass, I don't think you will hinder people that got Easy Pass because we passing you. Easily.
Oh, am I touching a nerve because you don't have it?
No, I got it.
Yeah, you have to have it. You're traveling all the time.
I've had Easy Pass for years.
Okay. All right.
Nah, but I'm just saying, no, I mean, from what I see, when I got Easy Pass, I go through the Easy Pass lane. So if I don't have Easy Pass, I can't go to that lane. I got to go to the other lane. There's that one typical lane where it's Easy Pass and cash.
Yes, that's where I had to end up because when it's traffic, everybody's trying to merge because they think the next lane is the one that's going to get them in quicker, but it's not. It's just like, just stay in your lane and deal with this shit that everybody else is dealing with.
When you see N cash, you know it's a slow moment over there. Don't even do it to yourself.
It's just going to be, like, it's just, I don't know, maybe that's just the frustration I have with being in traffic. Maybe I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole.
It's all right.
You can't be.
Let us know.
You can't be an elitist.
Let Chris know.
I think when you open up the floodgates with that. Yeah,
I mean,
like I hate that.
Internet
guy.
Ready to get negative.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, guys.
I haven't. The whack thing is when you feeling it and then you get to the Easy Pass and that shit don't open sesame. You gotta just sit there and wait.
And the guy comes out,
slap the shit on it, pam pam. Yeah.
You look like an asshole, people are like honking their horns. That happened to me once when I think I got a new credit card, I got a new car or something, I do sound like an asshole. When I got a new car, it was a new used car from Enterprise.
used car.
No, but like when you get a new car or something and you switch your credit card
numbers and
all that stuff and they give you hell for that. Yeah, whatever.
It's all right, man.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, man. It's a little story.
No, but I'm good, though. I'm happy to be here. Had a good weekend.
Yeah? What you do?
Went to this theater festival, the Williamstown Theater Festival in the Berkshires in Western Massachusetts.
Okay.
It's a prestigious theater festival that they have every year, and it's on the campus of Williams College.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like
a couple people that went
to. North Adams, Massachusetts. It's like maybe like an hour from Albany.
Yeah,
so that puts it into perspective.
I just know a couple people. My old boss went there, and a good friend of mine, my man Dre, went there. Shout out to Kennard. Shout out to Dre. They went to Williams. But go ahead. So you went to the Williamstown
Theater Festival.
Theater Festival. So what is that? Just a bunch of shows?
Yeah. It's
for
like
a weekend?
For the whole summer, from late June to like the end of August, they have a bunch of plays that are running for about a week or so. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to like a friend of a friend that I follow on Instagram was like a writer in residence. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know how sometimes you click on a handle on Instagram and you're right. Like, oh, this looks pretty cool. And so right. I went to the website and I was like, I have a little extra money. Fuck, this is really buying into the elitist thing.
No, we up over here, Pop. Yeah, we don't talk down on being up, baby.
Okay. I'm like up a little bit.
Well, then you got to embrace the momentum.
I'm embracing the momentum.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, I got a little change. And you actually inspired me because you, when you did my show a couple, like a month or so ago, you talked about like going to Toronto and just hanging out, having a good time, mm-hmm. writing and just getting away.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know what? I just want to get away. I don't want the summer to go by without me not doing something that's fun. What's up. So I went and I saw the world premiere of this play called Artney Jackson, which is about it's a black play.
It sound black.
Black actors. It's about the It's about this this guy who's worked at a cable company, mm-hmm. and he's worked in a retention office, like that's trying to keep subscribers. Worked there for like over 25 years. And he's up for a promotion.
Yeah.
And then it's dealing with like his coworkers, uh-huh. and his son has health problems.
Right.
And all these things are changing around him. And he is trying to figure that out. And it takes place within the course of 4 days. And it plays about an hour and a half and no intermission. It was fucking great. Like I had a great time. It was just really inspiring.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I just love, like I'm from the theater world and stuff. But it was just really, it's just really good to see people, like, just to act. Like, I was in the front row, and one of the characters was like, you don't understand me, Dad. And I was like, fuck. Like, you know, they're doing this shit right in front of you.
You felt that shit.
Yeah, and it was just, like, some real emotions touching on, like, topics that are really relevant without being, like, ham-fisted. Right. And it was just a good-ass play.
So is this Williamstown Theater Festival, you said it's prestigious, does it celebrate names that we know, or is it like these are the next new thespians?
I think my man Wendell Pierce.
Okay.
From
you can't say my man and did because that ain't your man.
No, he's not my, like, I don't know him personally, but Wendell Pierce Bunk from The Wire.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Tremaine and all that.
Yeah, he's been in the festival a lot of times, and it's people that are. Maybe not be, well, Matthew Broderick closed a play, a show last weekend. And it's all kinds. Like,
was anybody in Artney Jackson you knew?
No, not anybody that I knew. The guy that played Artney Jackson was actually, shit, I got my.
Got your playbill?
Yeah, let me.
It's cultured, mother. Got a playbill. Easy pass playbill, new car. Nigga, you out here doing it, man. You thriving. Thriving, the culture's thriving. Shout out to was it Culture Kyrie Cephas? That's Cardi B and Offset's.
And what did you? So young the guy
child, hold he on coming for that Assad throne.
Oh, who's kid? Oh, this is
Cardi B's.
Okay,
Cardi B and Offset's kid.
Oh, the kid.
And then fucking GQ tried to bite the Cardi B and Offset Rolling Stone with the new Kylie Travis Scott cover. I see it, but you know.
This guy, Ray Anthony Thomas, he played Artney Jackson, and he's been on High Maintenance. If you watch High Maintenance this past season, uh-huh. he was he was the one, the episode where they, like, he had a white wife and they were spending time in their daughter's crib and they were smoking weed and shit. New York Undercover, Law and Order, uh-huh. Malcolm X, a lot of shit. But it's people, it's just really good. It's written.
Let me see his face.
You know him if you saw him. Let's see this guy. Dude, right?
Keep down.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, Google image Ray Anthony Thomas. You're going to be like, oh, okay, with us. So mm-hmm. y'all don't get left out.
Yeah, yeah. And it was real good.
Shout out to Portia, who just goes by Portia.
Mm-hmm. She was.
Oh, fucking. that's her character name.
Not
her real name is Jackie Zinner. Okay, because I was like, damn, she out there undiscovered, just going by Portia.
I think Portia. That's her name.
Oh, shout out to Portia.
Jackie was. It was great. It was just, but I would say if I were to do it again, because this was kind of like a shooting at the hip. I was like, I'm going.
Right.
But if I were to do this again, I would go see a matinee of one show and then go see an 8 o'clock of another one. You know
so
what I mean?
So you got some time to chill.
To see like two plays, yeah.
Oh, you only went for one?
Yeah, I only went for one. I probably, like, I went on a Friday after work and then just went and saw it.
So let me ask you this. So you just pay for that play, or is it like you pay for the festival, you see as many plays as you want to see?
I think a lady was telling me that they had like a package deal, but I didn't know all that. Yeah. So I just thought, let me just go.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. So that was fun. And then I wanted to ask you about this. Like, do you ever get do you ever like maybe follow a restaurant or something on Instagram and then like you get excited about it, and then you kind of like hype it up in your mind, and then when you get there, it's mediocre?
Nah, that's you sound never? Like you got catfished by a restaurant. I don't know if I don't follow that many restaurants on Instagram. Not too many, because you know.
Or just you find out about a place and somebody tells you.
Go to some shit, and shit is kind of whack.
Because, like, we're comics, and you're just like, oh, if you're in this town, you should, you hit me up. He's like, oh, man, check this place out. And you're like, oh.
Nah, yeah, there's this one.
You don't have to say the name.
I'm not
going to
say the name, but I don't even want to all the way describe them to, because it's so fucking singular that it'll put it out there.
Yeah.
But it was a black-owned restaurant.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, no.
And I'd heard so many people, yo, my man, you need to da-da-da-da, you know, praises due, you know, all of that shit. So I was like, all right, fuck it, let's go see what it's about.
Yeah.
I got my whole family together based on all of these.
Oh, shit. So and you brought your family into
this
it.
Was a family
oh,
event.
Wow.
This was a celebration event.
Oh, my God.
And the food was negative. Oof. Mm. It was terrible. It was laughably whack, which made it fun. Cause then everybody had jokes. You know what I'm
Damn.
Saying? Which made it a little bit more palatable.
Did they look at you like, D, you fucked
up? It took a little bit of a hit, but you know what? It was it wasn't due to the fact it was basically a request. Mm-hmm. So it was request, and I went and got some recs. So it was really about the request. So it wasn't like this was me saying, yo.
Okay.
This is from me saying, listen, from my research,
yeah,
this is what I've heard. You know what I mean? So it was always secondhand, but, you know, we were all guinea pigs in the thing. And it was a whack one.
It was bad too,
because it's black owned, and you want to celebrate it and be like, yo, let the people know.
My thing is, okay, so this weekend I went to this found out about this place. You know, like you're looking up stuff, something on the internet, you stumble upon something, they're like, oh, this restaurant is the da 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 da, and it was in the Catskill Mountains.
Right.
And I think I just followed them on Instagram, just okay, I'll remember this, and the next time I'm in the area, I'm gonna check it out. So I get up and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to this spot. I was like, Chris, you're not doing it. You go home, you go do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, go check this place out.
Right. Challenge yourself.
Yeah, challenge yourself. Get out there. Don't be a recluse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm driving. It's like, it's an hour out of my way.
Uh-huh.
And it's this diner, and I get there, and it's packed. It is packed.
It's an hour out your way.
Yeah.
Oh, because you were up near. You okay,
I was up
you
near in, it.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
But so you said, fuck it, let's go see what's what.
See what's what.
It looks happening. Everybody's there.
It was popping.
Yeah.
And I lost.
What time is it? What day is it?
This is on Saturday about 12.
Noon?
Noon. Yeah, about noon.
Prime time.
Yeah, and it was popping. Uh-huh. And I said, I ordered a. I was like, how's the, because I did my Fat Boy reconnaissance. Uh-huh. I looked at the menu.
Did the Yelp.
Yelp. Uh-huh. And I was like, how's the buffalo chicken sandwich? She's like, it's good. Yeah, it's really good.
Right.
And I get it. And it was just like, I can't taste. It was regular. And I see everybody around me eating, having a good time. And I'm like, is this, the ambiance is on point. It's official.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is
some bullshit.
Yeah, and I was like, did I get the wrong thing? Should I have gotten eggs? Do you just get eggs when you go to a diner? Like breakfast shit when you go. You know what I mean? Like, I was questioning myself.
Yeah, you're fucking up.
And I was just like, damn.
Yeah.
And then the thing about it is, like, in the Catskills, like, for some reason, I think they might be fighting cell phone or satellite service.
So you couldn't shit on it on Yelp?
No, I don't do that. No, I wasn't going to do that. It was like,
Why you feel like you're talking behind people back?
I don't want to get on and stunt like that. You have a great bit about
stunting on the Yelp. You think you're stunting?
No, it's just like I don't want to be that dude and be like, oh, fuck this place. I had a bad experience.
Right.
I always love your bit about the Yelp, like going to the pizza spot.
Right.
It's like, my friend and I decided to go. It's like, you're not Hemingway, motherfucker. How's the pizza? Anyway.
So go ahead.
So, and there's no cell phone service, so I don't have it. My phone is my GPS.
Right.
And I was like, fuck.
You stranded.
I was kind of stranded, but I just went back. I remembered that as I was going there, there was like a flea market sign. Every like so often you see the sign for the flea market.
Uh-huh.
So I just went back the way that I came and got on 87 and got on the thruway. But for you to be near a major highway and like the cell service is just like obsolete.
So the chicken and the self service was trash.
Yeah.
What's the place so we don't fuck
with? I'm not going to. Oh, I don't want to shit on it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't want to shit on it. Like that. You know what I'm saying? But I was just asking you.
Yeah, of course. Because plenty of places. I'm not going to shit on. I'll just say this. I went to this one spot. I'm not going to say the name.
See?
I don't want to. It's unfair, right?
Right.
If you ask me in real life, I'll tell you. If you say, yo, is this good? I'll keep it funky.
I'll tell you off mic.
I don't want to use the podcast for negative.
Exactly.
Anyway, there was this one spot I was in Minneapolis.
Like a Juicy Lucy or something?
No. That's special. Matt's Bar. Juicy Lucy is special. It might have been Minneapolis or somewhere. One of these little... it was Minneapolis, and I got literally about 4 or 5 people hitting me on the gram. You gotta go to the boom, like at the show. You gotta go to the boom. Like everybody hit me with the same spot. Boom.
Yeah.
I think I talked about this shit. It was mostly white folks telling me about it. It was a chicken spot. And
I got one of those stories.
White people give you a chicken recommendation, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. You gotta put a little asterisk on it because they don't listen. So I get to the spot, and this shit is celebrated, but we get up in there, there's a few people in there. I'm sitting down, I order what I ordered. Then, like, another a black dude and his, like, I guess his aunt or his mom's, I think it was his mother.
Yeah.
Son and the mother came in. Dude's probably my age. Mother's probably like 60, late 60s, 70, something like that, right? And they from Chicago. They visiting.
Chi-town.
Yeah, so they from like the Harold's area.
Oh, my God. Harold's is the shit. Yeah.
So we said, and I ordered what I ordered. They look to me like I'm, you know what I mean?
Because you're the other black guy.
Yeah, I'm other black motherfucker in this fucking spot. Like, yo, what you get? I said, yo, listen, this is my first time here. I got the hot chicken.
Right? Okay.
She was like, I'm going to get the regular chicken. I said, all right, blah, blah, blah. And they got some more. They got, because it was more of them, so they got some appetizers and shit. So their stuff started coming before mine. And I see the lady eating the shit, and she's like, I don't know where the salt and pepper is. I don't taste no salt and pepper. She must have said, you know how somebody asks for salt and pepper? You ever go to eat with somebody, like maybe your mom's or somebody that's super particular?
Yeah.
And they ask, it's like they build up the momentum to ask the waiter for the, like, I need some salt and pepper. You know what? I need some salt and pepper.
Yes.
Be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Salt and she said this shit about 40, not, she said at least 12 times. Mm-hmm. For, excuse me, do you have any salt and pepper? Yeah, like, oh, we don't really, we could get you some salt and pepper. We keep it in the back or whatever. It's like, but we put a Worcestershire habanero mango sauce. You don't like the Worcestershire habanero mangoes? It's all right, but it needs some salt and pepper.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's mixing the ball.
Oh,
but
no.
But anyway, when my shit came out, that shit was kind of, man, it wasn't all of that. But,
yeah.
I thought the story was going to build to something a little bigger.
But it didn't.
How that meal felt.
Well, hey, man.
Fuck it. Sometimes
I've had a white person recommend chicken to me, and it was good. I think I might have told you about it, up in Saratoga Springs, Hattie's.
Oh.
Is it good? It's great.
Uh-huh,
like, if you're ever up there, like, I was doing, I think I was doing the Comedy Works up there,
uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I'm hungry. Where's a good place to eat? And he's like, you got to try Hattie's. Their chicken is so good. And I was like, this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to go. And I went, and that shit was banging. I'm trying to find out. I might try to go up there soon. Like, because I got a gig on the way, and I was like planning it out. Like, so if I go to Hattie's, if I get up a little early.
Chicken eating festival.
Yeah, chicken eating.
You got to do it, man.
Yeah, man. So
well, there you go, man.
Hit it on the way.
Well, you got some white folks in the building. Let's ask them where their favorite chicken spots.
Yeah.
Mike, where are you from and what is your favorite chicken spot? Step to the microphone. This is Mike. And then I'm go ahead now.
I'm from northern New Jersey.
What city? What town?
It's near Wayne. It's a town that nobody will know of, but it's like near Wayne.
Say it, man.
Pequannock.
You're right. But I got my car in Wayne.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of car dealerships there. It's like all they have.
Used to have a Fuddruckers, RIP.
Oh yeah. I went there, but I think they like closed it down or something.
They did,
but
yeah.
I don't know what it is now, but
okay, let's focus.
Sorry, I'm fucking it up for him.
Mike, where's your favorite chicken spot?
I don't know if I really have one. I don't.
Where's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant.
What is your favorite dish?
My favorite dish. There's a restaurant in my town, and I don't know if they have it anymore. But they used to have this thing. It was like lobster mac and cheese,
mm-hmm.
and like it was kind of pricey, but it's like good if you're like celebrating or something. It's like the best because it's like the best mac and cheese. It like has like the perfect consistency,
mm-hmm.
but it like has like the lobster too, and that's probably like my favorite thing from like anywhere.
What's the restaurant?
It's called Sunset Pub and Grill. I don't know if they have the lobster mac and cheese anymore, but it's really good. And my other favorite restaurant is probably the Pompton Queen Diner,
mm-mm.
which is also
what
very
you get
good.
Over there. What you get over there?
They have really good burgers too, and good Taylor ham, egg, and cheeses as well.
Nice.
So. Oh, Taylor ham? That's that Jersey
that's
shit.
That's the
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like basically like Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon, but American.
Essentially the same thing.
There it is. Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Matt, your turn. Matt, where is your favorite chicken spot?
Again, like I'm not sure I have one. Like, fried chicken for me is kind of a more recent realization of how good it is. I used to be like, oh, I don't want to eat bone-in things. It's just so much work. Now I'm... I mean, there's a place over where I live, Bob White Counter, over in the East Village, which is decent.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure I'd call that. It... Like, it's good. I'm not sure I'd go out of my way and say it's like my favorite place ever.
Well,
but
go out your way and call something your favorite place. Let's take a risk tonight.
Like of all restaurants in
of
the world?
Of all restaurants. If you don't have a chicken spot, what's your favorite restaurant and your favorite food?
You see, I'm going to have to go back to my hometown for favorite restaurant, I think.
All right, wrap
your set. That's down back in Springfield, Massachusetts. There's this place called Chef Chef Wayne's Big Mamoo Cajun Place.
Oh,
shit. That is good. Give me a good jambalaya or an etouffee.
Really? From fucking...
In Boston. From
in Boston.
Springfield. Springfield, Mass. Springfield. So, like, when you're talking Western Mass there, I'm from Western Mass, and even for me, Williams is way out of the way.
That is... It was, like, from where I started in Westchester, it was, like, close to 3 hours.
Yeah, there's no easy way to get to that part of Massachusetts.
No. But it's a nice drive,
it's the
though.
Berkshires, right? It's
the Berkshires, yeah, yeah.
Right, so what are you getting from... What's it called? Big Bang Hanks? What do you call it?
Chef Wayne's Big Mamoo.
Okay. Right. So what are you getting from Chef Wayne's Big... What is it?
Chef Wayne's Chef Big Mamoo.
Chef Wayne's Big Mamoo. Put respect.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's...
What you getting? Oh, you're getting the etouffee, and you said the jambalaya.
I'll usually go with one of the jambalayas. They have a few just, like, dishes that... I've never had a bad thing on the menu. It's just a little hole-in-the-wall place. Never had a liquor license that's been there for about 25 years now. The kind of place where my father, before I was of legal age to drink, my father would go there with his, like he walked in with his homebrew one time that he used to make his own beer.
At the place?
He because it didn't have a liquor license, you could bring your own. It was BYOB.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought his own homebrew. Chef Wayne comes out at one point and says, oh, what's that? It's my own beer. I'll trade you a shot of my moonshine for a shot of your beer. Mm. It's like that kind of place. You're just trading alcohol and good stick to your ribs food. And I'm sure they have good fried chicken there, actually.
That's there it fun. Is. There you go.
Like, there's right. nothing bad there.
Thank you, Matt.
What's
I like
your
these
favorite?
Testimonials.
Yeah.
This is the type of episode we're doing. I like testimonials and shit.
What is yours?
Ooh. Favorite fried chicken spot?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a hard one, though.
Shit. I mean, you're black, so you have to like.
I gotta
Popeyes.
Really go through eras.
Okay.
Nah, I gotta see what the vendors. That is different categories. It is like from the supermarket or
that,
from the.
That is true. From the gas station.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Best gas station chicken I ever had was in Charlotte, though.
What's
at
that?
This place. I think it's a Sunoco. It's ridiculous
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous to me because in Charlotte, I already told you, Price's Chicken Coop is up there. It's one of the. Oh, I tell you. I don't know if this is the best place to get chicken, but I think I talked about this shit before. But Savannah, Georgia, there's a spot out there. I think the shit is called, oh, man, something boarding house. Mrs. Something.
Was this, you check it, go there when you were in undergrad?
I went down to Savannah. I don't even know why I went down to Savannah. I guess we went to Savannah just for a vacation.
Okay.
Seems weird, but I think that was just a kick. It went to Savannah just for a couple days. And while we was there, there's this spot out there called something boarding house.
Okay.
Something, right? So we go to the spot and we walk, and I think we had heard about it, and we walk it through. Savannah's a nice little city. It's real picturesque. There's a movie. I forget the name of the movie that's
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil? Okay.
Like you see all, you feel like you're on the set.
Yeah.
Like they got like the Weeping Willows and shit like that. It, sure. You know, they had some slave action back then.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Anyway, yeah. So it's just this beautiful parks and shit. I seen this black dude, this white girl, they was like a couple and shit, and they just sitting on the bench eating chicken. They were like putting it in each other's mouths like fucking grapes and shit.
Wow.
Like, just eating.
Did you say they were interracial?
It was interracial.
Wow.
It was interracial.
Well, good for them.
Chicken eating. You know what I mean? It's progress.
That's what's up.
This is the future. So, and I seen so much joy emanating from the bench. I said, yo, where y'all get the chicken?
Yeah.
What's that about? They were smiling and killing the chicken. They was like, oh, we just got it from such and such boarding house. I'm going to fly the neighbor the shit as we talk it.
Okay.
But the thing is, this waiter is so dope. He said, the thing is, don't go there. Go around to the alley and just stand there. And somebody that works there come out and they'll sell you the shit in the cut. Like they'll come out the kitchen. The cooks will come out the kitchen, say what you want, and say, yo, want some chicken. And you give them some money. I get like $10. And some chicken and some biscuits.
He said, make sure
to get some biscuits. But it's not speaking, it's a side hustle.
But
basically,
that's what it seems like.
Out the side of this bitch.
Gotcha.
Cause when we went I gave him $10, the catwalk. Cause it was the wildest shit. I went with my lady, we in the fucking alley waiting for about 2-3 minutes. Then you just see a couple people come out and they don't look phased that we just standing there. They just say, what you need?
Yeah.
I said, yo, you know, I'm trying to keep it cool. So let me get a bag of some chicken and some biscuits real quick. Some biscuits. All right, we got you. I gave him $10. So he came with like a big ass bag just overflowing with chicken and biscuits. So
amazing.
And then me and my lady went to the bench
and started feeding each other.
And we were rich with chicken. But the shit was good as fuck.
Wow.
I don't know if it was because there was the illicit nature of it all.
Yeah.
But
there's a little danger involved.
That shit was it was a good ass piece of chicken. I'm gonna tell you right now the name of the spot too. And I hope I'm blowing it up a little bit. I guess. I don't want to blow up niggas' hustle.
No, if it's, if you found out about it, like you, I think your listeners are the type of people that would be like,
y'all
they
keep
would do
it cool.
They would keep
you,
it cool.
You know, if you around, don't say I told you this.
Yeah.
And if you happen to walk past Miss Wilkes' dining room, you go in the alleyway, you have a 20 or a 10 on you.
That's awesome.
Might be some love for you. That might happen. I don't know. This is an urban legend.
Yeah.
But it could.
I guess my favorite chicken place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, other than I think you have to say Popeyes to a certain degree. No.
You don't have to, but go ahead.
I mean, do you kind of have to put that, like,
commercial.
You have to, okay, so.
That's commercial, but if that's how you feel.
Well, I would say, like,
I would expect Mike or Matt to say Popeyes.
This is a preamble.
Go ahead.
This is like, you know, like top five rappers. Like, you say, okay, this guy shouldn't be in the
Drake.
No.
Go ahead.
No, I get it. Oh.
Drake fire, though, but
best,
I mean.
The best fast food chicken that I've ever had.
Oh, you going fast food.
Go ahead. I'm saying like Harold's.
Really?
Consistently, like, I gotta say, like, Harold's, and then maybe like Dame's Chicken and Waffles in Durham. You ever been there?
No, I think I heard about it though. I think maybe you told me about it. I heard about that shit.
That's really good.
I get another spot though. What's that shit called? I think it's Prices. in you Nashville.
Said, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Prices, because there's a Hattie B's and then there's a Prices. Prices is like further in the hood. Hattie B's is like right there in the city. It's a little bit more commercial.
Did they go there in Master of None when Aziz went with took Shorty to Nashville and they had?
I think they went to some other shit. I think they went to, I forget where they went.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, my chicken.
All right, chicken. There we go. We got to 30 some minutes.
Really black chicken. Really black.
You know what I mean? We doing it, man. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Chicken, easy passes. Power, some other black shit.
Yeah, what did you like? You had a good when I texted you about it over the weekend. You had a really good response because I was just kind of feeling like I feel like they're building towards something, but they're taking their time and it's just a little too.
It's only the second episode.
I thought it was like the third. Are they on episode? Episode three.
No, it might be the third episode. All right, it's
episode,
third episode
3.
They trying, you know, but that's what they always do. They try to set up a whole lot of different shit.
Yeah.
That typically don't always pay off. And you all, a lot of that shit, you forget. They leave so many strings or, I mean, my memory's trash anyway, and it takes so long now between seasons on these shows that you forget. You watch three other shows in the midst of waiting for one show to come back. So you're like, oh, right, Dre did, dude, okay, right, and then this. You know, so, but it looks like they're trying to do a whole lot of things. So, Tommy's father got out.
He's out.
Now, it looks like he done waited his whole life to finally snitch. That don't make no sense.
It seems weird, and it's only going to get Tommy in trouble, because, like, what's the creator's name?
Courtney? I forget it.
Yeah, she was saying, like, you know, those little end of the episode things. Yeah. She was saying, like, Tommy's heart is always going to get him in trouble, and it seems like he's setting himself up for this biting him in the ass with his dad.
Right. And that's one of them things that's going to frustrate you because, but it, I mean, I think that's also the sign of a good show because you do find yourself invested in these characters.
Yeah.
Like Tommy do piss me off. Tarika piss me off. You know what I'm saying? Ghost will frustrate the kid. You know, but it just felt like there's no upside to Teresi coming out and becoming a snitch. Yeah. Unless he hates Tommy's mother that much, or I don't know what's the upside to this?
I don't know.
You're already out. You're going to see your wife who might be dying. You get to do that. I don't know. I don't understand that.
I think it's just to enrich Tommy's character, just to enrich him and like give him more to deal with.
Yeah.
And then we kind of see how it plays out. Kind of want him to get back with Lala.
Yeah, why not?
He tried to make the move.
He tried to. She put him on the bench.
She did.
She put that nigga on the visitor bench. She didn't even get that nigga no access to the living room. She's like, hold on. Stay on the visitor bench where the mail be.
Yeah.
She's
going to get him. He's going to get him.
They're going to get back together. But yo, speaking of fucking West Coast Productions level fucking Ghost and Fancy from Garcelle Bouvet.
Yeah.
Plays I forget her name, and at least
I don't know
she plays an investor. And he hit that. That shit was like, yo, Power go hard with the sex scenes.
With the sex and the violence.
Yeah, with the violence they're getting it too. They got
that budget, they got like more money for that now.
That popped off, but then at the same time, Lorenz Tate, something going to happen. He's going to have to either get killed or something because he's disrespectful.
A real dick. Yeah, he's an asshole.
He'd be sunning ghosts.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting.
Ali had a good point, though. Like, like a lot of those shows, like those, like senators and shit, they always kind of pimp the guy, like a guy like Ghost, he's eventually going to get his comeuppance, but.
Yeah, I guess because I forget Ali's entire point, but I think those people kind of hold that carrot of going legit, right? So they like the liaison and like, you know, I'm legit, I'm good on paper. Mm-hmm. So I kind of got that over you, and the fact that I might have a hunch that you in the streets and you on some bullshit. I'm going to lean on you because, one, all of that shit is bad for business.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an element of judgment. I do look down on you because I think I'm better.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think I'm better. I think, you know, if you didn't have this money, I probably wouldn't be talking to you.
He's still grimy. And he's grimy because he's in the politics.
Yeah. He's hustling too.
He's got dirt on him. Tariq going to Choate.
Yeah, I don't even understand. What's that? So he's going away to, he's going to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
It's best to get him up out of there. Angela about to get caught. Yo, yeah. Is it me? I've been thinking this for a minute.
All right.
Keisha? Tamika. Tamika, Angela's boss. She look like Azalea Banks. Yes? Like Azalea Banks, sound like Eartha Kitt.
I work with her at Quint.
You work with Azalea Banks?
I worked with that actress.
Eartha Kitt?
No, her name's Quincy. I worked with her before. Okay. She's cool as shit. Yeah, she's good actress. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey.
I can see that. Like the, she got the Eartha Kitt vibe.
Got an Eartha Kitt vibe too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. She's gonna get caught up.
She gonna catch Angela. Angela's slipping. Angela out there bugging out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else went down on this show.
Kanan and I want to call her real name. Tasha.
Yeah.
So you guys were talking about a theory.
That was a good ass scene. That was like,
yeah, that was great.
I felt that shit.
That was great.
Yeah, go ahead though. She was sick. She was tight.
She was like, you're gonna have to, if you're gonna do so, you better kill me. Yeah. She got Maxine Waters on her.
She had that upper lip sweat too. That's what niggas was real upset when the top of their lip be sweating.
And yeah. Kanan was like, oh, all right.
But go ahead. You said what?
I like that scene. I know you guys had a theory, but it doesn't fully shake out because
Twin
shit. Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't us.
Was it? It wasn't y'all
saying that what Tariq and Raina weren't real sister brothers?
Something
sister?
Like that. Who said that?
I heard that somewhere. I forget.
Wasn't y'all. I listen to so many fucking podcasts.
Yeah, man. I'm getting confused with those motherfuckers out there. But it's only.
You know what? I know who said it, and I don't want to
shout them out at this point.
Shout out to the homies, the Hot Firestarter podcast. Love those dudes out of DC and Maryland.
Right.
I think you and Ali and those guys have good power throughs, but it just doesn't shake out because they're
twins.
The Raina and Tariq are twins.
But I found this out by watching some court show. There is a way that you could have twins by two different dudes.
Really?
They call amniotic twins. This in the amniotic sect. There's a thing. There was a woman on divorce court.
Okay.
And dude was like, "Yo, I want custody of my child." She was like, "I know he's the son's father. Mm-hmm. He's not the daughter's father, but I'm sure he looked like the son, but he don't look like the daughter." And our doctor said, you know, there's a way that if you have sex with two different people within a certain amount of time, two eggs can be
fertilized
by two different sperm. So you could have, which is a crazy shit. It sounds great, convenient than a motherfucker.
I couldn't believe that, but Power is a soapy show, but it's not that soapy.
Because you know why they couldn't do that? Because there's too much go to Google for that. Yeah. Like, that's not, people don't know about that too much. They be like, well, actually,
I couldn't do that. But something's up. There's some really bad, real bad blood between Kanan and Tasha and, cause she was like, "You killed that." Cause when Ghost killed the drunk driver, was the drunk driver guy?
Yeah.
And she's like, "You could have killed Kanan. If you're gonna kill somebody, kill Kanan."
Right. Yeah. So. I forget what there's a beef. I forgot what the beef is. But
You think we really know?
I think they said it back. Season two. Yeah. Somebody let us know why Tasha and Kanan got beef. There should be. I wouldn't do it because I'm not taking this responsibility, but it would be dope if there's like an annotated guide.
Yeah.
That would tell you every, like, the conflicts of everybody. Like, just keep it ongoing, like a Google Doc.
There's like for some shows, they have that Wikia. It's not Wikipedia, but it's like Wikia something. Like, if it's something that's popular, like it's like an offshoot or something of a show. Like maybe something like Game of Thrones would have it.
Uh-huh.
I don't watch the show, but I know like there's like all different people that go into it.
Yeah,
maybe on the level of somebody on like Reddit or something.
Right. Yeah. They need some shit like that for Power. It might be on Reddit.
I try to watch I haven't read too many recaps for Power.
Nah.
It's not.
After Courtney recapping, I'm good.
Yeah, she's like,
she keeps it all in one. I don't even need to go to the internet for nobody.
She's good. Yeah. So that's why I don't really
sum it up.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I never really bothered to do it.
I was like, don't look any further.
Yeah.
Hit you with that Dennis Edwards.
Something like Better Call Saul or some shit. Like, they use this song because this thing was this and blah, 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 blah.
I like that type of shit, but yeah, that's deep.
Yeah.
I never got into Better Call Saul.
Yeah, really?
Nah, I heard it's good. I tried a couple episodes. I just couldn't get into it. I've heard people say it.
It's really good.
Where does it stack up to Breaking Bad?
It's different. It's got the same.
Is it the same feel? Conversation?
What do you mean, same conversation?
Like same, like, you know, because that Breaking Bad is in the conversation of arguably one of the best TV shows of all time. So you got Sopranos, Breaking Bad, The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's one of the
Seinfeld.
Well, that would be comedy, but I would split those up. But it's up. It's a great show. It's a great American television show. It's definitely
that was generic as fuck.
No, what I'm saying, when you talk about American,
it's a great American talk television show.
With my MAGA hat on. No,
yeah, man.
It's because I look at like The Sopranos, Breaking Bad.
But I'm saying like top tier. You know what I mean?
It's
like
a top tier television show.
Better Call Saul is the same tier.
Like I don't admit like that shit is like. If you don't have to DVR it, I'm watching it. Like I give myself, you know how you give yourself a 10 or 15 minute window and then you start.
Right.
Like I watch that show like live.
What do you mean, give yourself a 10 or 15 minute window?
You know, so you can skip through the commercials and shit. Sometimes. And don't even forget that.
Is that your hack? You'll DVR something, but then you'll watch it live 15 minutes later.
Sometimes.
So you can spin through the commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But I watch that show religiously.
Oh, that's real shit.
No, I watch that show.
It's a strategy like a motherfucker. That's worth listening. If you listen 41 minutes in, I think that was it. That was the gem.
Nobody else does it. I mean, for some shows.
You know what? I don't consciously do it, but I have, due to coincidence or due to circumstances, I might be DVRing something and it's still on. So I'll rewind it to see, like, you know, the little bit that I missed. And if I'm fast enough, I could speed through the things, I could hit the live and get back with it in sync.
Yeah.
But I never, like, consciously was like, let me let that shit rock a little bit so I can miss. You know what I mean? But.
It's only because it's one of those.
Diabolical.
It's one of those shows that if you're not careful, somebody can spoil it for you. Like they'll fuck it on.
Better Call Saul.
Somebody will fuck it up on the timeline.
You getting Better Call Saul spoilers on your timeline?
Yes. So it's like people will fuck it up, and if you know, like we're out late, and you come home, and you're just, you know, if you can watch it. I watch it as
soon
as I can.
Who be fucking Better Call Saul up? Shout them out. Who be fucking it up? Because this guy, that sounds like one or two people.
Now, people.
Because you know exactly who it is, too. Every fucking time I come in here, you with this shit. Shit just went off 10 minutes ago.
Any show. Like Atlanta, like the fucking.
Oh, when the people watch it together?
The Teddy Perkins joint. I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah, certain shit, I got to get to Power before I get to Twitter. Certain shows, Atlanta, you kind of got to watch it in the moment or get your ass.
Well, Power, I watch. What's great about Power is like I watch it on Sunday when I wake up. Right. Like, because I remember I texted you, I was like, Power's back.
Yeah. You know? 7 a.m. I watched it at 7 a.m.
Yeah, when I wake, that's like I watch Power and I watch Michelle Wolf.
The Break?
The Break, yeah.
Shout out to Michelle Wolf.
But yeah, like that's one of those shows where it's like I don't have to worry about it because I'm as soon as I turn it on, you know, it's good. But yeah, it's a good. I'll put it this way: Better Call Saul is a show for me, and probably for a lot of people. You don't want to get it spoiled, you know, on the timeline. Uh-huh. And it's one of those shows where I will look at the recap. I've done recap shows on other people's podcasts for that.
Right.
Yeah, it's really good.
No, I mean I knew that, but I didn't. You know, I just couldn't hang with it. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try it again. I'm looking for something. I got through Killing Eve.
What did you think? I just finished it.
thought the shit with the payoff was trash.
It was regular shit. Cause
it felt like a bad date. Like it felt like bad sexual energy. And then like I don't even know what the resolution was. They finally get to lay in the bed together and she stabbed. I don't want to fuck it all the way up for y'all.
But I was like, I felt like people sized that ending. Like everybody was like, oh my God, the finale. Oh my God, it's so fucking good. And I was like, that's it?
Like, yeah, I didn't hear nobody cite the ending for the non-DC DMV
I'm
people.
I'm sorry.
That means
people
exaggerate, overhype.
But I'm sorry.
But I didn't really see any feedback on it. I just kind of...
Well, she got nominated. She got nominated for the Emmy.
I'm happy for her. Happy for her. That's the whole reason I went through the whole shit, because I was like, oh, hey, Sandra, oh, you got fucking... You leading this motherfucker? I like that.
But then she going to...
She's going to lose?
I'm thinking like
Handmaid's Tale.
She won last year, but I think if you really, I would like to see Carrie Russell get it.
What's she in? Oh, what's
she's,
that?
The Americans.
I never watched that.
She rocked
it. That's the shit though.
She rocked it for like the show. Kind of like it's a very good show, but like I think they spent a little too much time with like their Russian counterparts.
The Soviets,
and it wasn't, to me, it wasn't as interesting as the story between Elizabeth and like her character and her husband.
Right.
So it was just kind of like, and then they, towards the end, as things really simmered to a really nice boil on that show.
Right.
Like that finale was pretty terrific. But I think if Sandra Oh won, mm-hmm. I could see, I was like, all right. But Carrie Russell kind of been like, she's been looked over since that show's started.
Mm.
So it would be nice to see her win. I wouldn't be mad if Sandra Oh won, but
I'd be happy to see her win. But I just, the payoff was kind of bad.
Yeah,
funny thing was, they took it off. They snatched it off on demand fast as shit.
Killing Eve?
Yeah.
Really?
What
do you have?
I got a Spectrum, but they took it off of on demand and everywhere else. Like they would just play behind the, they would, instead of giving you the season, they would give you the season of recaps.
That's so it was fucked up.
Which was,
man,
some bullshit. But then I guess the Emmy hype, people were like, yo, what's this show that got nominated for? Yeah, I never heard of it. So they brought it back on. Like they put a whole commercial out. Yo, we bringing it back for, I think, 2 weeks or some shit. So I'd missed the last episode, so it was taking too long to catch up. I saw the finale, and I was like, ah.
The build was, like, the build to the finale was good. Like, as I was watching the show, I was like, okay. I was like, oh, shit. Like, it's, you know.
It's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say it was trash, but I'm just kind of like, there's no real decisive action. She stabbed her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we fucking it up now.
Yeah, we are fucking it up. Sorry.
But she stabbed the cat. She stabbed her. And I'm still trying to be vague.
You didn't say who stabbed who. So
somebody stabbed somebody, but then they was like, oh, and they tried to fake, like, they not fake, but they tried to be like, they tried to rectify the situation that's over.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is this person really going to die? Because we see this person go through a lot of other shit.
Yeah.
It felt like some shit to kill the person. But if that person is dead, then what's going on with the show?
Apparently, I think season 2 is coming back. It's going to be another season. And the show's based on some novels, I believe.
Okay.
So if it's based on some novels, then it's going to be this whole cat and mouse, spy versus spy type shit.
Right.
And you know, I do like those BBC shows. There's a show called Collateral that came out on Netflix a couple months ago. It's pretty good. That is actually a solid show.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Did you watch all of I'm Dying Up Here?
I did.
How'd you feel about the end on that? I mean, it was all right.
I think they probably are not getting another season.
Oof.
Not. I mean, maybe they feel like they
felt like they just ended it
just
like that.
The way that they ended, if that show were to not get picked up again, that's a pretty good ending.
If you had to pick that or Crashing, which would you say is the better show about stand up?
I think if you get past like the suspension of disbelief with Pete Holmes, as like he is doing things on that show at our age,
right,
that he was doing at 24,
right.
So if you can get past that, I think it's different. Yeah. I think I don't better show. You know what it is? I was listening to Eric Griffin on Industry Standard, mm-hmm. and he was talking to Barry Katz about it. He was saying, like, if he could do something, if he could do it over again, there would be less characters that they focused on, and then they would just, like, focus on one or two. And I was like, okay, I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. But it was sort of like, we're focusing on the denizens of the people that inhabit Goldie's. Mm-hmm. With Pete Holmes, it's almost, with Crashing, it's a singular story.
Right.
And it's who he meets. You were on the show.
Right.
You know. And I like them both. I don't know. That's kind of hard. One's more of a drama. I'm dying up
here. We need a hot take, man. You came in hot with the easy pass take. We need a Crashing versus I'm dying up here take to take us home.
I think it's an unfair comparison.
Ah.
One's a half hour comedy. Ah. The other is a drama.
These are fine American television shows.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I auditioned for Crashing twice and didn't get booked anything. Shit. So.
I think Crashing, well, thing is, Crashing is present day or closer to present day. So as far as you've lived a lot of that type of shit, so you could check off things for like that. They got that right. I like that. Yeah. That was dope. I like that they had these things. I like that. I like the fact that it's like almost like Jim Gaffigan's show was like a love letter to New York comedy in particular, mm-hmm. right? And this one is definitely about to come up in comedy. What I do like, and I like it. I think they have great episodes. Like great, they distill moments in the comedy trajectory, like the NACA episode, right? Or this person now he's doing warm up, this thing, or this. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They'll do shit like that very well. But to the point of I'm dying up here. I understand Eric's point about it being a whole lot of characters, but I liked how they... I didn't feel like it was too many characters. I was invested in it.
It was almost like a... What's my man? He directs...
Can't be your man if you don't know these, but what's my man? ...
Like a Robert Altman joint, where it's like, you're going to look at all these different characters, right. and we're going to like see how they intersect. Right. So... I didn't have a problem with that either because I felt like they handled it pretty deftly.
Yeah,
if you really
cool.
think about it, yeah.
I thought pretty much everybody got paid off.
Yeah,
which was good.
Yeah.
I think I might lean towards them. I don't know.
I think it's so different, man. It's like with that finale, the episode you were on. I liked how it was like. They did the roasting, and you kind of come up, and you see that evolution that he has,
right?
And then you see that high,
right?
And then the next year, doing comedy in a lunchroom,
right? At a college,
and you can see him, like you could see something kind of click,
right?
Where you could see like,
and he lost his lady,
yeah, and he lost his lady, and then you still have to. He was like, "Well, I want to do what was the fight about?" Why were they fighting? They were fighting.
About the roast.
I know they were fighting. He beat her, right?
He beat her. Yeah.
He beat her. And then who did he go to? Hinchcliffe. Who did he beat it? Fight it? Go against at the end?
I thought he beat her at the end.
The whole thing, like he won the whole joint.
Yeah, but I thought he beat her for the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right.
That's how it went. I believe. So. I'm not positive, but I believe that's how it went. Or he beat Mike Lawrence. Somebody.
Okay, whatever it was, it was just like you have this moment where you kind of come up, and then you still lose something, like you lose your girl, and then you still got to get up there and do your shit again,
right.
and like you could see something that he grew,
right,
through the whole season. There's growth, and like you see the growth as a comic, and then the growth as a person as well. Because I know I went through that too.
Yeah, you can see the shit
still started, going through it,
and you could, and it's also he was so wide eyed and
yes,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
that some shit kind of took his legs out from under him. Now he's gonna have to fuck with this. He's gonna have to wreck it with it, and it's gonna have to. And it shows the highs and the lows, but not even the highs and the lows, but just shows you how dramatic shit could be.
But I feel
that's
too.
Comedy though.
I feel that shit too because like, yes. People can give Pete Holmes shit for being like, oh, I'm, but there's there's what I do like about him as a comic. There's like, you know, like that joy and stuff that you have. I've had moments like that where you feel like it's a small blip on the radar of a career.
Right.
But you, I remember those moments. I remember, it's a big moment. And I told you this shit before,
right,
a few years ago. The first time, one of the first times I went to the Knitting Factory,
right,
when it was like popping real. It still is. It's still a great room. But when Hannibal was running it,
yeah,
you know, like when he was on that ascent, shout out to Hannibal.
Uh-huh. Shout out to the Knitting Factory.
I remember going there, and I remember you were in the lineup. Ali Wong was there, I think. And then I had just started. Uh-huh. And I was like watching. And Donald Glover was there.
Uh-huh.
And I remember like just watching the show. I was like, oh, man. And it was like that Kendrick Lamar line I was telling you about. Man, like, just like feeling like that, like, oh my God, like, this is so cool. I remember that, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just like, I want to perform there one day.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, and you see all that shit. So
you
it's
look
like,
up at this shit for a while.
And it's even, and even like, that's one of the hottest shows in the city, but there's other moments where you're just like, holy fuck, this is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I'm not even like, even on the entry point, but there's nights where. Say for instance, somebody says, "Yo, could you open up for me? I'm doing Radio City."
Yeah,
you not doing radio, but you opening up for them at Radio City. You do Radio City, and then the next day, you doing fucking Hostos College in the Bronx in the fucking cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
Same material, same motherfucker. Last night it was 7,000.
Yeah.
Today is 74 motherfuckers that don't know who you are.
Who you are, and you just rocked it the night before.
That shit is crazy.
I like that depiction of like a lot of funny people. I thought was a good movie, but a lot of people, everybody's a fucking critic. But the moment where like the Seth Rogen character starts to like find himself,
right,
and he starts to hit his stride, and he's killing,
right,
and then the next shot is him like dumping like meat or something in a salad in at his job, at his
right.
day job.
Right,
like,
yeah,
that's like some real shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. Well, if you about to go dump meat after, no, I'm fucking with you. what you about to do after this, man? Tell the people where they can find you and
you can find me on at Chris Lamberth on Instagram and Twitter, doing shows all around. If any of your listeners live in the capital region of New York, August 25th,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to be at the Proctor's Theater headlining in Schenectady, New York.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be fun. And getting these bars right. Next week, I'm around in the city at UCB East on Thursday. Uh-huh. What is that, like the 26th?
That is the 26th.
The 26th, I'm going to be on Fresh Out at 9 o'clock, and then Lasers in the Jungle at 7. Those are always fun shows.
Yeah.
Cheap tickets. I'm around. And I have a podcast called The Mundane Festival, and it's wherever you listen to your podcast. Damien's been on, Ali's been on. It's a good show. Good times.
There it is. Yeah. There it is. Where am I at? I'll be at Westside Comedy Club this Thursday on the 8 o'clock show. It's a crazy lineup. It's a good one. Y'all should fuck with that. I'm at Stand Up New York on Monday night on the 8 o'clock show. And until then, I'll see you here. Until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Even your enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
To be in the conversation.